We'll be talking about how you can make your best airfare purchasing decision now here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. My guest today, Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FareCompare.com. It's a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. So we're really pleased to have Rick back. He's been with us a number of times. Go on their website. Take a look. FareCompare.com. I've got it up right now as getting ready to visit with him. And if you have a question for Rick right now, I hope you'll join us. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org. And Rick Seney, welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, I always love doing this. It's my friends up there. Now that my Dallas Cowboys are out of the playoffs, I have to, you know, commiserate with the Packers fans.
Yeah, we're both we both have a little ways to go, I think, for next
I think
year.
We both do, yes.
Well, I tell you what, we have you have a top 10 worst of commercial aviation in 2008. Do you not?
I do. I've been doing the top 10 worst and the best, and I just got through filing my column with ABC News on my predictions for 2009.
Oh, well, let's talk about predictions. What are some predictions that you've got that are...
Well, I think that 2009 is really going to be the year of the airline ticket sale. I think we're going to see a lot of airline ticket sales in the first probably month or two of the year. I think that consumers should be pretty wary of that, too, because they have to remember that only about 15% of passengers actually fly on sale airfare prices. So overall, the base fare prices after 30 airfare hikes between the summer of 07 and 08 are still going to be pretty high. And then when you factor in the cost of all these airline fees for bags and a variety of other things, the bottom line is that there's going to be a small group of people that are going to be getting great deals, and the rest of us are going to be probably paying a little bit more.
And how do we get those good deals then? We have to be quick on the trigger, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, I think there's lots of strategies for that. And, you know, the number one strategy for getting a good deal is being flexible. If you absolutely have to go to a particular wedding on a certain day and come back on a certain day, the only real variable you have is the day that you buy your ticket. We can help out with that because we can look historically and find out, you know, when was the best time to start shopping. But really, if you can leave on certain days and certain times, you can save, you know, several hundred dollars on your trips per person if you just have a little bit of flexibility and quit procrastinating when you go out and start shopping.
Well, I tell you what, lots of people to visit with you, and so we'll go to the phones, and Ron in Oregon is up first. Ron, hello to you.
Hi there.
What are what's on your mind?
Well, I've got a trip to Mexico in June that we've booked at a timeshare down there, and I'm wondering what the best timing to wait on buying the airline tickets would be.
What airport are you heading out of?
Look for a price now.
Yeah, what airport would you be leaving out of?
We could leave out of Chicago.
Out of Chicago. And this is to, did you say Cancun?
To the Cancun area. It's just south of there.
Oh, I'll take it. Let me take a quick look. I'm assuming you're staying about a week, right?
Yeah.
What week in June are you going?
I believe it's June 19th, if I remember correctly.
Right. So out of Chicago, wow, there's some pretty good deals right now. You know, that week, you know, you're looking at the week of the 19th. June 19th is a Friday, so I'm assuming, you know, during that week, it's just under $400 round trip out the door. I mean, when you factor in a fuel surcharge of probably $50 to $60 plus another $40 or $50 in taxes, that's only about $140 each way for airfare. That's a really good deal. I might be looking at booking that right now. That price is likely to go probably not go down much, and it's probably more likely to go up.
Okay, well, that was the kind of information I was hoping to hear.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, anything under 400 to Cancun out of the north, northeast is really good price.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Thank you for calling, Ron. Tom in Milwaukee, on to you now. Hi, Tom.
Yes, good morning, Larry. Good morning, Rick. My family and I are planning a trip out to California, Milwaukee to San Francisco. I've got some Midwest frequent flyer miles accumulated, and I wanted to see the best use of these. I did call the airline last day or so. I thought I had two free tickets with the points that I have, but apparently they're booking so far in advance, or at least that's what they're saying,
Right.
That I've only got one ticket now, one free ticket, and two tickets I would have to purchase. A price I've been quoted is about $420 round trip.
What time of year are you going?
August.
In August?
Yes.
It's a little bit early to start shopping for August. Let me take a look and see what the prices are while we're sitting here chatting. Typically, summertime airfare, you know, the sweet spot to start shopping for air travel domestically, historically. Now, I think this is going to be a very strange year because of the recession, so I'm not sure historic trends are going to hold true. But typically, you would want to start shopping approximately 3 to 4 months before travel. That's when airlines really start managing very closely their trips, especially domestic trips. You know, I'm looking at August right now out of Milwaukee for like a 7-night trip. And yes. You wanted to fly on Midwest, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Midwest is running in for 6 or 7 night trips around just over 320 out the door. So I'm not sure where that 400 quote came from.
Okay.
$300 from Milwaukee to San Francisco, it's not a superb price, but you know, typically in better times, I would expect that price to be somewhere in the 250 range out the door. But that's still not a bad deal. I mean, you know, if you want to lock in, I think it's going to be a very choppy year this next year, but I personally would wait a little bit before I bought that ticket.
You think I could do better than 320 then?
Yeah, you know, this is one of those tough calls because the best you're going to do probably is 250 or so. So the upside is maybe $70. I'm not sure it's worth the wait. The downside is, you know, it could, you know, go up to 350, 360, depending on how long you wait. So, you know, I'm sort of on the fence on this one. It's not a superb deal. I'm more of a gambler than most, because I've been watching this stuff for 6 or 7 years,
yeah,
and I got to figure there's going to throw an airfare sale or two in between.
Yeah,
but you know, if you locked in, I wouldn't be upset with you.
I shouldn't be concerned with using a free ticket. That's not affecting. Or shouldn't affect.
No, it shouldn't affect it at all. In fact, the only thing that you need to make sure you do is when you do use your free ticket and you buy your ticket, that you do it almost simultaneously, because the last thing you want to do is, you know, have the cheaper price on the ticket that you're going to buy be aced out of the seat, and you want to be able to sit next to each other.
I understand. Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Virginia and Oconomowoc would like to fly to Yellowstone National Park in June and rent a car and then drive back to Wisconsin. She's wondering what airport she should choose and how early.
Good question. I'm not as familiar with Yellowstone. I'm not sure there's an airport that's even really close by.
Yeah.
Try my old friend Google here and say airports close to Yellowstone.
Man, yeah, I'm not sure what's probably Phoenix. That's a long ways away.
Yeah, let's see. Well, it looks like it says here Jackson, Bozeman, Billings. Looks like they're all pretty far away from Yellowstone.
Maybe that's why she's renting a car.
Yeah, renting a car coming back. You know, these are probably some of the tickets that are going to be the most expensive in general. First of all, it's a one-way flight. Typically, you know, a lot of airlines, especially the legacy airlines, have round-trip fares that are much cheaper.
Yeah.
And their one-way fares are a little more expensive, unless they have competition from a low-cost airline like Southwest or JetBlue. And so in this case, probably it's going to be expensive to go one way. If you're going in June, I definitely would wait a couple, 2 or 3 months. You're probably going to be using a commuter airline because of the smaller cities that you have to fly into, and you're probably going to have to connect somewhere like Minneapolis or Chicago or something, maybe even Salt Lake.
Yeah. I guess Bill could fly out of Chicago, but still.
Yeah, I mean, one way, you know, you're looking at a price typically. You know, if you really got a good deal, you might be able to get it around $200 to $250 one way. You know, if you wait too long, that price can go up significantly to up to $350 to $450 one way.
All right. Well,
it's kind of crazy. You can fly to Europe cheaper than you can fly to Yellowstone.
Well, here's Bill in Milwaukee who's considering taking a trip to Texas in March from Milwaukee. Is it better to seek flights directly out of Milwaukee, or would I save money driving to Chicago and flying out of Midway or O'Hare?
Yeah, no, typically out of Milwaukee, I mean, the bottom line is that when you're traveling between hub cities like Chicago or Minneapolis into a place like Dallas or Houston or, you know, even San Antonio or Austin, not sure where in Texas he's going to go, you're going to get a better price in general than going out of a sort of a smaller airport. You know, that being said, you know, if a cheaper price between $30 and $40 difference, if that's worth your drive or the parking fees are too high or you're on an airline that has baggage fees and doesn't have baggage fees, that all should sort of factor into your decision making.
Let's go to Perry in Milwaukee next. Perry, hello to you.
Good morning, Larry, and good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
I was real pleased to hear your comment there about overseas being cheaper than going to Yellowstone. My wife and I, in August, are going to be going to Greece, and I've selected a travel agent in Athens that does everything except handle your airfare.
Right.
And I'm wondering, well, a number of questions, but first of all, you know, what you might consider as far as overseas price trends.
Right.
Whether or not it's too early yet, and whether or not I should use the airline's websites, or if you have other alternatives besides Fair Compare.
Well, obviously, you have to use Fair Compare, but you know, here's a couple things I would do. First of all, I'm not sure if your biggest gateway is either Minneapolis or Chicago.
Chicago would be best for me.
Right. Typically, prices out of the gateway cities are going to be a couple hundred dollars cheaper per person than if you go from a place like Milwaukee or Madison, for example.
Okay.
So that helps a little bit. Summertime pricing to you know, Rome and a variety in Athens and Paris, London, typically in years past for August time frame, if you go towards the end of August, it's a little bit cheaper, but you're right in the peak time, typically around $1,000. But I think this year it's going to be a lot different because, you know, the international community is really hurting. It just, you know, several articles are out on how international traffic is way down. A lot of the U.S. airlines like Delta and Northwest put a lot of their eggs in the international basket when the domestic prices were hard to raise 2 or 3 years ago. So there's a lot of capacity out there. Let me take a quick look. And typically for international travel, you want to shop a little bit further out. There's four distinct seasons internationally. They sort of correspond to winter, fall, summer, and spring, and, you know, with summer being the highest price point. So right now you're looking at prices in the $1,300 range out of Chicago to Athens.
All right.
And it's a minimum of one stop. That is not a very good price right now.
Okay.
I mean, we're seeing stuff right now, you know, below $1,000, which is unusual for early summer from the East Coast. And I think those prices are going to go down significantly over the next maybe 2 or 3 months. So I would go to Fair Compare, sign up for an airfare email alert for that market.
Okay. Excellent.
And what will happen is that when the prices go down on any of the airlines, you'll get an alert. And you'll kind of get a feel for what the price points are for that summer. You can specifically say, I only want to go in August. So it'll only send you a note whenever prices for August go down.
Okay. But I shouldn't wait. I mean, a couple months, it would still be okay, you think?
Oh, no, you're perfectly fine. I think that, you know, as long as you start really seriously looking at this trip in the March time frame, I think you'll be perfectly fine. So I definitely would not buy anything right now.
Yeah,
all right.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. Rick Seney, our guest today, CEO of FairCompare.com, a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets. I'm Larry Mueller. Brittany DeAnda, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look at the best deals in airfares today with Rick Seney, CEO of FairCompare.com. Larry Mueller here. Glad to have you listening in. Mike in Milwaukee is up with a question, so let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to study in a biology lab at University of California at San Francisco. I could leave any time, day or night. I would be willing to sit on the floor in the baggage compartment. And it could be any time. It could be within the next month or the next 4 months. I would like to stay out in San Francisco for as long as it takes to learn what I need to learn. So it could take up, I don't know, 3 to 6 months or something. What do you think?
All right. Well, which city would you be leaving out of?
I could leave out of any city. I'm in Milwaukee right now.
So Milwaukee or Chicago, probably.
Yeah, okay, so a couple things. When you buy round-trip airfare, a lot of round-trip airfare has what's called a maximum stay. Typically, that's 3 months. So you might want to look at some airlines that specifically have one-way airfares, typically. Now, I'm looking at prices for January from Milwaukee to San Francisco. I mean, literally, you can go for $165 round trip out the door pretty much any day in January or February.
That's really cheap.
That's super cheap right now. All the trips have a stop. You know, for example, if you want to leave on January the 20th, you're looking at, Continental American, both at $165. So, I mean, right now, prices for January, February, and March, especially before March 15th, are absolutely ridiculously low. I mean, just this morning, Southwest Airlines filed a 48-hour sale where you get 50% off of the cheapest price to Las Vegas from around the country.
Huh.
That's the kind of sales that we're going to see, I think, over the next few months.
So what would be, give it to me straight, what would be the first best step to go?
All right, so what I would do is I would first go ahead and do a quote for, let's just say it's for 3 months. So try to keep your trip to 3 months, right?
Yeah.
If you want to go one way, it might behoove you to go on an airline like U.S. Airways where you would pay $120 for your outbound and maybe $120 for your inbound.
Okay.
Because they have more of a one-way fare structure. Airlines like Continental, American, and Northwest, and the new Northwest, which would be Delta, typically have a maximum stay of either 3 months or 6 months.
Okay.
But, the hard part about your request is that you want to be flexible on your return, right?
Yeah.
And if you buy a non-refundable ticket, you'll basically lose the entire value of your ticket because a $160 ticket has a $150 change fee.
No. Okay.
So if you want to change it at the end, you're basically repaying for the rest of that. So I think what you need to do is lock in your dates, figure out what dates you want if you want the very cheapest price, right? The other option for people that don't really care and will sit on the floorboard are sites like Priceline where you can name your own price and Hotwire where you can name your own price. In the past 3 or 4 years, it's been a lot harder to get those cheaper discounted prices because there hasn't been any empty seats, but I think we may see those sites actually offering a discount channel to the airlines, and you might be able to get something, just ridiculously cheap on those.
Yep. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling, Mike. Appreciate it. Amy in Milwaukee, we're on to you now. Hi, Amy.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Two of us traveling to Quito, Ecuador in March. We do have to be there on the 20th, but we are flexible on either end, about a two-week stay. I do have frequent flyers with Midwest Airlines. I don't know if that's going to help me at all.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get to Quito. We'd have to connect somewhere onto another airline, and their partnerships aren't really very, very big. So let me do a quick check here while we're chatting about it. So you're going to go in March?
Yes.
One of the things that's going to help you out a little bit is there's been some added capacity into Central America and into South America. I mean, over the last year, we've seen some of the highest prices that I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years because of a lot more demand for people that are going to and from Central America and South America. So let me take a quick look here. And see if we can't find you a decent deal here. All right. Is Chicago or Minneapolis easier for you?
Oh, Chicago. Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah, Chicago.
Milwaukee or Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Milwaukee or Chicago. So let's take a look. For March, you're looking at right now somewhere in the, $700 range.
Mm-hmm.
$700 to $800 range for like between a 6 or 8 night stay. Let me check out in Milwaukee just to see if it's the same price range. This is what I was afraid of, is that really there's not enough seats going down into Central America and South America, and the ticket prices are really high. It's one of the few places, Asia and basically South America and Central America are really high. Yeah, it's $1,000 running right now out of Milwaukee. this is one of those tough situations where it's hard to tell what's going to happen in the first half because, you know, this trip is in March. I'm looking at every day in March.
Yes.
And, you know, the very cheapest price is $850 out of Milwaukee and $808 out of Chicago.
Oh, gee.
So this is one of those crazy times where, you know, I don't think the price is likely to get much higher than that, so I might be a little more of a gambler and wait, you know, another 3 or 4 weeks and just sort of keep an eye on it, sign up for an alert. And, you know, typically the cheaper flights into South America and Latin America are out of places like Miami, Houston, even out of Charlotte. So sometimes it's better to kind of break up a trip and, you know, spend a day in Florida or spend a day in Houston. And sometimes you can break up and get a $400 or $500 trip and then, you know, only spend $150 on the way down there and save yourself a couple hundred.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So, I mean, that's what it's a strategy that's used for, like, Hawaii, for example. The cheapest flights into Hawaii are out of Los Angeles. They typically can be between $300 and $400. So if you can get yourself on another airline, like a low-cost airline, into Los Angeles, spend the night, and then, you know, take a trip out to Hawaii, you can usually save a couple hundred dollars as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, really good. We'll sign up for the alert.
Yeah, right. I wish I could help you more there, but I think you're going to have a tough time because there's just not enough seats to go around.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Sure.
Marie and Woodruff wants to know your recommendations for older people traveling out of the Milwaukee area, maybe headed to New York City. What's the best time of year to travel with older passengers? Is there a specific day of the week?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and this is one of the areas that I like to write about a lot on my blog and also on my ABC News column is, you know, there's certain times, there's certain days that definitely you want to send them. Absolutely Tuesday and Wednesday are perfect days to send people that, you know, need a little extra time and don't like the hustle and bustle of the crowds at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do, and it's actually the cheapest, too, so that's even better.
Yeah.
So, you know, typically what you would want to do is, you know, book a ticket for like a Tuesday or a Wednesday to a Wednesday. Have the flight be somewhere around 2 or 3 in the afternoon if possible, nonstop if possible. Unfortunately, nonstops sometimes are, you know, a couple hundred dollars more than you certainly want to delay that,
mm-hmm.
That you can. So here's what I would do. I would go ahead and try to go Tuesday. Book a nonstop if it's not too different. pick a flight after about 1 or 2. The airport will be completely dead.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and call ahead of time if they need wheelchair or whatever at that location. And if you're not flying with them, this is what I like to do. If they don't have a cell phone, I always, you know, will tell people to purchase a throwaway cell phone, pre-program it with the important phone numbers in case they get stuck at a connecting airport, for example. And also sign up on that cell phone for flight status alerts so that they'll get the little text messages whenever flight status occurs, whether or not their planes are going to be delayed and so on. So you can sign up for that. And it gives you a whole lot of comfortability factor.
Yeah, those are all good tips. Jim in Abbotsford has a question for you, too. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Looking at a trip to Brazil in February. Considering stopping at La Paz and Quito on the way back if it just doesn't drive the prices out of sight.
Which airport's closest to you?
I'm looking at Curitiba. If it...
For your departure, where would you be?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Okay. And which airport do you want to go to?
Curitiba.
Yep. I'll take a quick look. All right. I'm trying to find the airport code for that. I can see it.
Oh.
Interesting. Well, I'll come back to that one in a little bit. You know, typically you're going to run into the same problem that the other caller had was you're going to be looking at the $600 to $900 range. And if you do a multi-city trip, you can go to a variety of booking sites to do your multi-city trip. Sometimes it's better to use a travel agent when it gets a little more complex. But you're going to be looking at the, you know, $800 to $1,000 range if you want to do a multi-city trip and do some stopovers. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that, you know, both South America and Latin America are probably the most expensive places to travel right now.
Yeah. So stay listening. If we find anything different, we'll let you know, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll let you know in a bit. Otherwise, I'd be sitting here on the radio taking up time.
All right, Brent in Wausau. Your turn now. Hi, Brent.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I'm not going anywhere, but I have a question. late summer, we were going down to Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we did an internet search, et cetera, and from CWA in Mosinee to there was, let's say, $800. But if we went over to Green Bay to Fort Wayne, it was like $550 or $600.
Why would
there be such a large change in prices?
Yeah, whenever you get into smaller regional airports, there's what I like to call the small regional fuel surcharge, which means it doesn't make any rhyme or reason to it, but they're going to tack on an extra couple hundred dollars just for the convenience factor because there's so little traffic coming out of that airport and there's hardly any competition. And really, airline ticket prices are all about competition. If you have little or no competition, there's no incentive to discount at all. And, you know, you just sort of have to bite the bullet or basically drive to a little bigger airport.
And that's,
well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Tom and Stevens Point, your turn. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'm looking at going to the Dominican Republic. I think it's Punta or Puerto Quinta. I think it's CLP is airport code. Anyway, about the 25th of March through like the 1st, 2nd of April, give or take a few days, doesn't matter. Out of Chicago. Yeah.
Well, you have a little bit better choice here. So you're in March, right?
Right.
All right. So basically, yeah, it's Java Airport. All right. Let's take a look here. I'll do a quick search on that. Some of these international searches take a little longer because I like to look at all 30 days of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the features that we're adding on to Fare Compare. I'm using an internal tool right now, but you'll be able to actually look at the equivalent of 100 searches at one time.
Okay.
So instead of you hunting and pecking on the site, you'll be able to actually look and see and get the best insight what day to leave, and you know, we'll show you three or four different lengths of stay. And you can really hone in on the best days to travel and the best times to travel. So, let's see, that was Chicago, and it was in, give me the city again.
I think it's called Puerto Quinta. I think that it's POP, I think is the airport code.
PLP?
Yeah, POP.
P-O-T?
O as an ostrich.
Oscar. Yeah, let's take a look out of March. You'll have to forgive me. It doesn't look like it's POT. Let me take a quick look. I'm looking on Fare Compare right now.
Or POC, is it?
It's P-O-P as in Paul.
Paul, oh, P-O-P, pop.
Right, yeah.
Pop. Oh, P-O-P, okay. Yeah, like, all right. We'll take a look. And you said March, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the prices are looking like, not bad. $430 round trip pretty much all month.
Okay.
Let me make sure these are one stop. Yeah, so basically, what part of the month were you going in?
It would be like the 25th of March, give or take a day, whatever's cheaper.
Yeah, the 25th. Let's take a look and see which airline that is. That's really a good price. I mean, basically the other caller had approximately the same distance to go, and it was twice that amount. And that's on American and Continental.
Okay.
All right.
So that's for Wednesday, March 25th, coming back a week later.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
All sure. right. Thanks a lot for calling. And Evan in Ashland, we're on to you now. Hi, Evan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was going to take a trip to Japan in the spring in between April and May and, leave in the middle of April and return in the middle of May. And we'd fly out of Minnesota, Minneapolis or Chicago and
okay.
go to either Osaka or Tokyo.
Yeah, let's take a look at Tokyo real quick. Typically that time frame, the price point would be in the, $800 range. Let's see if there's anything better than that right now. Wow. Up in this $1,100 range right now.
Oof.
That's a sign of the times there. Let's make sure that's not a two-stop. let's look out of Minneapolis real quick. Chicago, you want to bail out of, at least at the moment. Let's take a look at Minneapolis and see what that's looking like. Yeah, I mean, basically ticket prices to Asia are really high right now. They haven't dropped the fuel surcharges at all. They're still averaging over $340 round trip for fuel surcharges. It's $1,200 out of Minneapolis pretty much all month.
Okay.
So, you know, if you tack on sort of a smaller city, what's your closest airport?
I guess that would be Duluth.
Duluth, let me see. Let's take a look, because in this case, they may not tack on the huge amount. Sometimes on international fares, especially to Asia, they'll only add on $40 or $50 for the commuter leg.
Oh.
Because the price is so high already, it's a lucrative flight for them. Yeah, so it's just kind of crazy. But out of Duluth, it's, you know, $50 higher.
There was.
This is one case where it's worthwhile because you're paying such a high price to get there.
Yeah.
In this case, it's $1,300. In the other cases, it was $1,250 for the cheapest prices. And you definitely want to stay away from the week of April 20th. It looks like there's something going on there because the prices are up around
$1,600. Man. Well, there was this airline, Asiana Airlines. It was a Korean carrier.
Yeah, no, I've flown them a few times.
Yeah, they were cheaper than what we were finding before, but, I mean, it's still...
Well, here's another one of those cases where if you're willing to go, like, and stay a day in Los Angeles or San Francisco, which are heavy gateway cities into Tokyo, you're likely to find a much better price.
Oh, okay.
So let's just you know, for example, let's take, during that same time frame, if we went out of LAX to Tokyo, I mean, you were looking at the $1,250 to $1,300 price range. Mm-hmm. Out of Chicago and Minneapolis, and I'm going to check L.A. real quick here. San Francisco also has a lot of flights, and even L.A. right now is $990.
Oh,
so just as it's cheaper, or just as cheap to fly out of Chicago.
Yeah, no, I think it's, you know, you're better off buying your ticket directly from Duluth.
Yeah. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. We've had a lot of emailers who want to know what do you do when the prices change dramatically on a day-to-day basis, like say you're going to Las Vegas, for instance, how do you keep up with those prices?
Well, you know, at Fair Compare, we have the world's largest database of current historical airfare, and prices do change violently day to day. In fact, over the last 2 or 3 months, it's been some of the most volatile pricing that I've seen in really years. Typically what happens is the airlines are filing sales and a variety of other things on Monday, and then they're taking away those sales on Friday. So people that are shopping on the weekends are getting really ridiculously high prices. So sort of the sweet spot to start shopping at home or at work is around Monday afternoon if you're going to start shopping online, because that's when all the sales start to kick in and all the other airlines start matching.
Okay.
And, you know, in general, you know, if you've purchased your ticket, I don't know if this question is for people that have already purchased their ticket and the price has dropped. You give a couple solutions. If it's on airlines like Alaska, Southwest, United, or JetBlue, they will refund the difference in a voucher or a credit, depending on the airline, if your flight drops in price before your departure time.
Oh.
And you can track that on Fair Compare if you'd like. If you buy a ticket on a site like Orbitz, they also have a guarantee. If somebody buys a ticket, you know, on your flight cheaper, they will refund you the difference.
Hmm.
So there's several ways to sort of handle the, you know, I bought my ticket, now I'm we have people that sign up for alerts on Fair Compare that are basically masochists. They want to see that the price goes down later so they can flog themselves. And so we get a lot of these emails every day, and they're like, you know, even after they bought their ticket, they monitor the price to see how well they did.
Okay.
And it's sort of a crazy behavior, but it happens quite a bit. The best thing to do is to know what a good price is, right? So on our site, we have, you know, several years of history. We'll tell you whether or not this is a good price or a bad price historically. I think, you know, unfortunately, history doesn't apply right now to sort of the you know, the worst recession or depression, if some people are calling it. So I'm not sure history is going to replay itself this year, because I don't think we have much history for what's about to happen over the next 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. Mark in Minneapolis, on to you. Hi, Mark.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My son is going to study abroad next quarter, starting in March 2nd or 3rd, and return May 19th or around that time. Am I too late to buy the fares, or am I still okay?
Yeah, you need to be shopping right now, though. So where abroad is he going?
He's going to Vienna.
To Vienna. Oh, I was married in that city, a great city.
Oh, yeah.
My wife is half Austrian.
He'd be flying out of O'Hare.
Out of O'Hare? Okay, mm-hmm. Let's take a look. And they were leaving in early March and coming back in May, did you say?
Right, he's got to get back for graduation. So May 19th, about somewhere. That he's flexible 2 or 3 days on either end.
Right, let's take a quick look and see. Let's say about 2 months. All right, we'll take a quick look at that. You know, basically, when you look at going to, especially transatlantic into Europe, there's a season break point, and that season break point where the prices jump dramatically right now is on April 2nd. So if you buy your ticket on April 2nd, you'll pay typically $200 to $300 cheaper than if you buy your ticket for leaving on April 3rd.
Okay.
So that's the tip of the day for Europe, at least if you're going to go in the springtime. If you want to leave in early March for a couple months, a lot of these European airfare have like a maximum stay of 3 months or 6 months, so you're okay on the maximum stay. You're looking at, if you want to leave on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, around $790, which is not too bad of a price to Vienna. You've got to make typically one stop or two stops to get there.
Okay.
That same price, if you were going to some place like London, Paris, or Frankfurt, would be about $150 cheaper. But $790 in March, returning 2 months later, it's a really good deal. Let's find out who that's on right now.
Okay, so good time to buy now.
Yeah, I would go ahead and buy that ticket and lock in now, especially if you can get it under $800. And let's take a look and see which airline this is. Yeah, it looks like a lot. Polish Airlines, British Airways are all right around the $800 area, and that's a one-stop out of Chicago.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. And finally, one last question for you here. Dave in Madison wants to know if it's sometimes cheaper to buy round-trip tickets rather than one-ways and then just throw the second half of the ticket away.
Well, you know, what that technique is called back-to-back ticketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the airlines, especially travel agents, are not supposed to do that. That's sort of against the airline's policy. But, you know, online travel occurs all the time, and in certain cases when they have minimum stay rules and a variety of other things that basically jack up the price, I know a lot of people that do that.
All right. Rick, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
You'll
happy
come
to be
back.
On.
Yeah, happy New Year to you, and we'll hope
happy
to see
you. Happy New Year, too.
See you in 2009.
You too.
All right, thanks. Rick Seedy, go online to their website, faircompare.com. And you'll find out, you can sign up for alerts and take a look at all the information they've got on there. Lots of good information on that website. Rick Seedy, and he'll be back with us in 2009. Oh, my goodness. It's coming up really quick now, isn't it? And for a lot of people, foreclosures and even bankruptcy is maybe coming up real quick, too. And we'll be talking about issues around foreclosures and bankruptcies. Maybe you've got some issues of your own. Maybe you have some relatives with those kinds of issues. Well, Ken Doran of Madison, a Madison-based attorney, is the author of the book Personal Bankruptcy and Debt Adjustment in its second edition. It's published by Random House. And he'll be our guest next, coming up on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.